Welcome, friends and neighbors, to the Power Hour. I'll be your host today for this hour. Wayne Elliott here, talking to you from the North Shore of Lake Erie up here in southern Canada. And as always, very pleased and honored to be with you today to discuss many things. So let's get some business out of the way first for the Power Mall. Some great specials every week. Just a great place to buy your products, reliable, nothing but the best of products. So this week, 10% off all Grown by Nature products and 25% off Grown by Nature's iron and molybdenum formula. 10% off all the Strauss Naturals products. You know how close that is to my heart if you've heard me on this program before. 10% off Healthy Balance by Mother Earth Minerals this week. And a flash sale, 30%, 30% off Good Health Naturally, High Zorb Q10, and Essential Digestive Plus, while supplies last. Great time to stock up on those products, folks, if you're using them. There's a buy one, get one free on Tranquil. It's a great product by Dr. Matthew Pfeiffer. While supplies last, it's buy one, get one free. And I'm going to admit to you, I have the Tranquil formula here, and I haven't needed it much. But after today's news and just things keep going on the way they're going on, I'm starting on that formula myself today. And just a great formula, folks. I've tried it and tested it, and it kind of takes the edge off, if you will, or turns things back a notch, like pulling back on the throttle as far as anxiousness and so forth goes. So, and a great success with many people that I am aware of and been involved with. Same as with the REM sleep product, you may well be able to use that. It's just a great natural sleep supplement. And again, the tests and the personal trials I ran with 45 people, great results, great results. We've had a couple of them on the show before as guests. One's a former U.S. Army captain that served in Bosnia and didn't sleep well for 25 years. Sleeps like a baby now. Anyway, great product, Tranquil. All these other products, top-of-the-line products always at the Power Mall. They support your business and your support, and it is how they are able to bring the Power Hour radio program to you. So thank you for all your support. Now on to the, disturbing news headlines today. New Zealand, country in New Zealand, locked down after one coronavirus case reported. Now, this is a strict national lockdown after a single case of coronavirus was detected in Auckland, the first locally transmitted example in 6 months. In all of this time with COVID, New Zealand has reported only 26 virus-related deaths since the pandemic began. And so the Prime Minister has decided she's moving to alert level 4, and motto kind of is go hard and go early. So I guess you can't knock the success that they've had in New Zealand, but wow, it's one case. It seems very harsh. A lot of people have affected, of course, just like here in Canada and in America with these lockdowns in the past. Canada just nicely out of it. We'll talk about that in a minute. That's one of the things I'm a little stressed about today. There's going to be an election, a surprise snap election here in Canada in September. Here they've only got like 30 days between the election being announced and the campaign and an election day. Anyway, some other very disturbing news. As the Taliban enter Kabul, Afghanistan president flees the country. And so the Taliban have taken over Afghanistan. And the age I'm at, I'll be 68 on my next birthday. And so all too well remember the Vietnam conflict that so many of my friends, Americans and quite a few Canadians that enlisted and went to Vietnam, but I know a lot of the boys from America that went. And, it brought that right back for me, the way that last helicopter going out of Saigon, I guess it was, with the people clamoring to try and get on the last helicopter leaving South Vietnam, the North Vietnamese at the gate and so forth. Well, this is just the same thing, I guess, and the Taliban has not threatened but insisted that the U.S. forces will all be out of there by the 11th of September, and claim to be keeping the airport safe for the big exodus of people and so forth that want to leave, including all the U.S. armed forces. So that's something. The article goes on to say that in 2003, President Biden was not the president then, but he was very much in favor of nation building and was fully supportive of that. And now, of course, has switched and said we have no business nation building, and stands behind the decision to completely withdraw. So the Taliban have said the U.S. must complete the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan by September 11th, their spokesperson said. So I guess they'll cooperate until then and hold the U.S. to its promise. It's hard to believe 20 years, all that fighting, lives lost, and it doesn't appear anything in the end now will change. It's just been delayed a bit at great expense in human life and certainly money. $10 billion a month, I'd heard, was the cost of all that at one point for America. So that's certainly upsetting. It's just like Vietnam repeated. Massive U.S. military cargo plane transported fleeing Afghans. Not only the president that's fleeing the country, but there's, they say, thousands and thousands of people. So one of the U.S. military cargo planes carried about 640 Afghan people from Kabul to Qatar Sunday. That's a U.S. Air Force C-17. And so the U.S. is helping the best they can with their equipment to get people out. Unrelated story, but certainly a story common in North America with these wildfires, forest fires. Thousands were evacuated in southern France as the wildfire spread, and near the plush resort of Saint-Tropez. About 750 firefighters and water-dropping aircraft battled the blaze in difficult conditions with high temperatures and strong winds. Always the nemesis once those forest fires start. Well, our most western province here in Canada, British Columbia, it's still on fire. And boy, oh boy, it's the Strauss Company is out there in Kamloops, B.C., and they've had fires all around them. And right across Canada, really, the only provinces that I hadn't heard with forest fires were Newfoundland and Nova Scotia, at least not yet. I guess their weather has helped them out. But the rest of the Canada, there's hundreds of forest fires in every province. And, you know, we've had a lot of rain here in southern Ontario. The grass is still green. I've never seen that in my life before. It's my wife's still cutting the lawn every 4 days. It's just like it's springtime. But, geez, they can't get a break in the area of these forest fires to get a good soaking to, I guess, help stop the spread and maybe put out some of these fires. Here's another interesting article. Vaccine or jail? The dilemma facing some Americans. This Brandon Rutherford was recently presented with a dilemma in an Ohio courtroom. Get vaccinated or face incarceration. The 20-year-old was sentenced to 2 years probation for fentanyl possession. That's one of these street dangerous street drugs. By Judge Christopher Wagner of Hamilton County, Ohio, on August 4th. But his sentence came with a twist. He was ordered to get a COVID vaccine as a condition of his probation. And apparently, I'm not going to read the whole article, but he is not the only judge in Ohio that has done this and as part of the sentence or the conditions for convicted criminals, I guess, people that convicted of crimes. So he's not the only Ohio judge that he's done this. There's judges in Franklin and Cuyahoga counties who made similar demands. So that's sure something different. most judges are probably not health experts, and anyway, I thought that was interesting. I hope that doesn't spread too far or fast. Here's one for you. The Fox News face broadcast plan to ban Trump from run in 2024. So Fox News political analyst Juan Williams published a commentary piece on Monday arguing former President Trump should be barred running from the White House in 2024 because of his connection with the January 6th Capitol incursion. The power, Williams claimed, rests with Attorney General Merrick Garland. He has the power to rule out another Trump run by citing Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which bars anyone from holding office who engaged in insurrection against the U.S. So I guess there's a chance that if former President Trump was to decide to run, that there could well be another move against him doing so. Disappointing for the half of your country, the United States, half the people voted for him. I personally thought of doing the job as president with all the things entailed. It's the busiest job in the world. I loved how President Trump would just get in the airplane and fly to wherever he wanted to meet somebody and not take a year to plan it or anything like that. And he was a real go-getter. And you hear more and more about President Biden's first 7 months and the race from the financial to other issues, the southern border. I haven't heard much about it lately. I don't know what's going on in the U.S. southern border with Mexico, but it sure was a mess. Anyway, a CNN correspondent says there's clearly big holes in Twitter policy as the Taliban use the network while Trump is banned. Well, boy, don't know what to say about that. That is something when you think of it. So we'll see if they don't ban them now just because of public opinion, but that is something. I wonder which side of the political fence they're on. And a Texas judge ruled that the county can keep the mask mandate in place. So I think that's anywhere that wants it, like here in Canada, I do think that's going to be the way it is. I'm most disturbed of the most recent news from our prime minister here in Canada. And now we have an election. He has a minority government right now, and he's confident the polls say he'll get a majority government if he has an election. So he's called an election during COVID. They claim it's just under $1 billion cost to Canada to have an election, but preaching all these rules and restrictions, yet he's going to send everybody out to the polls to vote. It just doesn't make sense. But one of the things he intends, he says this is an election about whether or not Canadians are behind him and his COVID policies. That's his campaign deal. He's also promised to keep deficits rolling, apparently, so we will continue to lose money. He got in 6 years ago with that promise that he would keep deficits rolling and keep spending money we don't have. So that continues. But come October, he claims if he wins, he will institute a law where to fly even inside of Canada, to get in an airplane, boat, bus, train, you must be fully vaccinated. And there's less resistance in Canada, it seems, than the United States, certainly. Canadians seem they were scared far more and far more easily than Americans were, because over 71% of us are fully vaccinated here. And I haven't seen the current figures, but I think it's still 50% or so fully vaccinated in the United States. I guess why this bothers me so much is that I am all in favor of the personal choice, even though I am deathly afraid of these vaccines that, and this is a quote from their writings, that teach our cells to act differently. So that's genetic modification. And Jim Stroh's schooled me long enough that genetically modified organisms, man-made foods and such, and man-made chemicals, are the, people always believed, are the causes of most all cancers today. We're surrounded by chemicals, and we are surrounded by genetically modified foods. There is no doubt about that. So I'm always in favor of a choice, and it seems as time goes on in Canada here, we have less and less of them. But if we can't even fly inside our own country, boy, that's something to take those rights away when people, some of them have to fly sometimes to work. I don't like flying, but I do have to sometimes for work with the ships and so forth. And I'm not going to get the vaccine. I'm just very afraid. I think nature had everything perfect, and that when our bodies were created, cells as they are, including the immune cells, I believe nature had it perfect. The human body is one amazing piece of equipment, if you think about it. The things we can do to ourselves, what happens with our car when we don't maintain it, or the house, or the roof, or, you know, we have trouble. It's just amazing how long a lot of us humans can go abusing ourselves and still stay in relative good health. It's quite a piece of art, the human body is. And my Stroh's teachings, just I cannot get my head around basically me becoming a genetically modified organism or changing or teaching my immune cells to do something differently. I would just assume they're very healthy and strong, and that they are focused on wherever they need to if something goes wrong with me. And, you know, we need our immune systems for cancer, for all the Schedule A diseases, right down to infections and colds and so forth. Without an immune system, boy, you're without a defense department. So I just can't see changing that to what is claimed is the vaccinations will put our immune systems on high alert for COVID. Now, if that was the only thing that happened, then maybe it would be okay in my mind. But, you know, what they say is that our immune system is lesser alert for everything else. This is this teaching that these vaccines are supposed to do to ourselves. So I'm just scared to death of it, personally. But it definitely, I believe, should be a personal choice. I understand that so many people are afraid. There's been many people sick and lost to us. And it's perfectly understood. The media, the government has not helped with the fear-mongering. And I've always thought that the figures were skewed right from the start. And all the things that have come out, including Dr. Fauci's letter. I don't understand why it's all gone on, but it's been hard to swallow. I think most people just soon have the straight truth. In Canada here, they, you know, when it came to mixing and matching vaccines, they said, oh, well, we're pretty sure the vaccines will, you know, that'll be fine and that the vaccines will work anyway. So there was a ton of people here got the mix and match, whatever the country had. We were late to get it, but Canadians were anxious, so there's a lot of us been vaccinated now. I think we've come close to lead the world or something in the percentage of fully vaccinated. But so people, it's a fact. People were scared out of their wits. And, you know, I do believe that most people are afraid to die. I mean, I've talked to some people that for them getting COVID is just about the same as dying. And I had it early before we knew about COVID, December 19, in St. Louis. Stayed in a casino hotel for my meeting and went out to eat and out to see the casino and so forth. Went on a riverboat ride, dinner ride. And anyway, I was not well for a few weeks. There's no doubt about that. It's a tough enough flu. Mine was all respiratory. And but the experts have said if you've had it and recovered, your own antibodies, you know, your own defense department is stronger than the vaccines could ever make it on their own. And it's still, there isn't anything that can prevent any of us from getting infected. You know, the vaccines were never for that, to prevent infection. They were to reduce the symptoms if we were to get infected. And I guess, you know, the numbers, and the latest I heard yesterday was that of all the people in hospitals with COVID, 25% of them are vaccinated, fully vaccinated. Of course, the news says it the other way, that 75% are not vaccinated, still pushing the vaccines very strongly. Our government is, of course, and yours. But I don't think it's a small point. Assuming the figures are the truth, I don't think it's a small point that 25% of those folks in the hospital were fully vaccinated. So one of the things I'd wish is that people stopped relating it to prevention. You know, some people have been pushed to have it so they could see their grandchildren or their children, so forth. But it isn't to prevent infection. So you're, in my opinion, we're only protecting ourselves, really, if the vaccine works as proffered, as said, then we're just protecting ourselves, and we're not protecting ourselves, apparently, from being infected, but rather from harsher symptoms. We're going to come back after these words, folks, and talk more about this. And I'm going to give you a number to call in, and I'd sure like to hear from some of you folks today. Hear your comments on any of this stuff. Be back shortly. Power Hour with Wayne Elliott.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Relieve stress and anxiety and create calmness in your life with Tranquil, available today at thepowermall.com. For a limited time, buy one Tranquil and receive the second one absolutely free. That's right, buy one Tranquil and receive the second absolutely free at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, supplies are limited.
The
Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, folks. Wayne Elliott here. Don't want to lollygag too much today because there's a lot to talk about. I want to give the number for any of you folks to call into the show. I appreciate it if you do. We'd love to hear from some of you. The number, toll-free, is 844-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Please call in. We'd love to hear from you about any of these topics, anything you think's going on that you're not happy about, that you are happy about, what you think. Love to hear from you. So please call in. Todd will put you through, and we'll get you on the show. I'll tell you, folks, it seems to me that there are many, many things upside down in the world today. Many, many things. I don't know if any of you got to listen to the show a couple of weeks back where I had Mr. Joseph Meyer, a very experienced, 53-year experienced, astute financial analyst and stock market advisor, and has his own show and newsletters and so forth on some of the committees and councils. Very smart man, I thought. But if you did listen in, Mr. Meyer warned us of many things, really, many strings that we're kind of hanging from. He pointed out the housing market in Canada, which is an anomaly in the world. It means a one-of. Our real estate prices have tripled in 10 years. They've tripled. And my wife had a house in Cleveland, Ohio, where she's from, and she kept that house till her mom passed. And she owned it 10 years. And when she bought it, the difference in what she sold it for from when she bought it was $5,000 over a 10-year period. That's a more stable market. Well, ours has tripled, and you could imagine now with interest rates, which have been kept low, government's losing money as they keep our interest rates this low. Canada's credit rating was lowered last year because of all the COVID expenses and so forth, paying people to stay home and whatnot, still are. Tremendous cost and deficit. Oh, we've got a caller. Thank goodness. Eddie from Kansas City. Hello, Eddie. Thanks for calling.
Hi there. Question. question about the heart drops. Got some restriction in my feet, blood flow. Will the heart drops improve that?
Oh, please do. Yes, Eddie, please do. What the Stroh's heart drops do is to make sure blood goes everywhere we have a vessel, vein, artery, or tiny capillary to carry it. And one of the first things I've noticed over these 25 years with folks that really need it, some will have gray-blue colored lips or skin, you know, not a nice even color, is the even color that comes back to people's skin. And that's blood flow. So diabetics are right at the top of the list, together with folks suffering angina or heart disease or have had bypass surgeries and so forth. Diabetics are right there at the top of the list with them, for example, because blood flow is their issue. They're 4 to 5 times more likely to have a heart attack or stroke than someone who does not have diabetes. And feet is an area that they can really suffer with pain, and they can lose their toes and feet. And do you have diabetes?
No.
Good. Good. Well, I recommend you get the Stroh's heart drops, Eddie, because, first of all, you're safe. There's not been one complaint in 42 years to the FDA, to Health Canada, or to the Stroh's company that anyone was harmed. Not once. They are safe, just like everything out of your mom or your grandma's garden. And they are satisfaction guaranteed. So if you don't get the results you'd like in your feet, you get a full refund. There's no questions asked. It's a satisfaction guarantee. So I hope you give it to yourself. And, you know, it saved me and changed my life 25 years ago. And I'll never quit being passionate about it with all the things I've seen, Eddie.
How much would you need to take?
Well, I always recommend to take it for a year, because why do a half a job? Now, what should you expect when you take them? You should expect to feel like a new man within a couple of months, as I did. But I used myself as a test candidate, along with a bunch of others, way back 25 years ago, and I kept getting blood tests to see what my cholesterol was. And my cholesterol almost tripled, my blood cholesterol. So as the Stroh's heart drops dissolve the plaque, it can only go one highway, and that's your blood system. It carries everything. So that was waste plaque, which would move to where it moves to when we get rid of it, in the bathroom or with gas. And I truly felt like Superman by the third month. And probably push myself to a danger point, I would say now, because with the blood test that I took over the course of 2 years, I saw my cholesterol stayed at triple what it was. They said my cholesterol was perfect. Here in Canada, we have a different scheme, but it's 3.0. It was perfect. When I wasn't well, they said it was perfect. That's because it wasn't floating in my blood. It was stuck in my arteries and veins. So I had angina and irregular heartbeat, but after 3 months, I thought I was Superman, the difference in me, and it was after that, and it was me that Stroh's used as an example when he would say to people, don't do anything more strenuous for the first 4 or 5 months than you did before starting Stroh's heart drops, and then he would say, after that, you can go and chase rabbits again. And that's just okay, to keep yourself safe. But it's so invigorating when you increase blood flow that it's hard to describe. I almost stopped sleeping, which is another ultra-foolish thing to do, Ed. But it's the truth. And when Stroh's came back here with me, that was at a point I was on the heart drops 5 months. Stroh's rode the train back with me to Ontario from B.C., and we would talk till the wee hours, and I'd still be up working if he got up to use the bathroom later. And he used to give me heck, saying, you've got to sleep more. But I had so much energy. And as I say, it was foolish, obviously. We all need rest. But that's how invigorating it can be. I was plugged up pretty good, Ed.
Very good.
So
thank you very much.
For a year. They suggest bigger doses now than when I first took it 25 years ago, or else I could have been clearer probably in 1 year instead of almost two. But how I felt, it was night and day before the 3 months point, Ed.
Very good. Thank you very much.
All the best, you friend. Well, anyone else, please call in. Any topics? It could be health, that's for sure, or any of this news and politics we've been talking about. But as I said before, our leader has promised that if he wins this election next month, that he's going to restrict basically public travel for those unvaccinated. And, you know, I really hate to see all of this. Well, it's almost like hate talk against people who have chosen or decided or doctor said or have had COVID and recovered not to get the vaccination. Because I'll tell you, folks, if it's people like me, it's got nothing to do with selfishness. It's fear of the vaccines itself. And so I hope that these things don't divide us any further than we've already become divided, many people, even in their own families, over COVID or politics. President Trump was always a hot topic, and seemingly half the country was for him and half against, really against, I would say. And I guess it's not over for him yet, the way they're continuing to pursue him. But I think what's important today, and it's not easy to do, we have so many distractions, so many problems. If you're reading the news, it's mostly very upsetting. But what we really have to try and do, folks, is keep our feet on the ground, there really isn't too much sense of being afraid of something that you can't control or that you can't do anything about and may never happen. But we do have to keep our feet on the ground and use our own common sense, whatever we're doing, whether it's a move for our health or how we choose to vote or what we hear on the news or what we're being sold by somebody. I mean, because I'll tell you, no matter how high-tech they get, no matter how highfalutin technology gets, two and two is still going to equal four. It's never going to be five and an eighth. Never. Two and two is four. So, I mean, I've seen things that you'd swear to some it means five and three quarters or seven or something, but it isn't. It's four. And you know, if we become too afraid, we lose the ability humans do to use our own God-given common sense and rationale. And, boy, we've never needed it more than now. And I know some people are suffering way worse than others, be it health or their financial situation, their small business that's been locked up. Canada, we've been locked up for, up until about a month ago, we've been locked up for a year. And, boy, people have suffered. Some of them lost their homes because they were pledged towards their small business. So there's been plenty of suffering to go around, domestic violence, trouble with kids and whatnot, drugs, overdoses. There's so much fallout from what has happened to us since COVID and what actions have been taken in isolation. I still worry a lot about the children, and I like nothing better than to, I got little granddaughters, four and under, and I like nothing better than to get them together out here on the beach and play in the sand and whatnot and have some social and connection. It's quite disturbing if you read much of the experts' opinions on what's happening and happened to children, losing the social, losing the school. I think it's also relationships. It's not just, yes, we see a bunch of people at school. We make best friends and we make good friends, and sometimes there's a group. You know, maybe it's the volleyball team or the whatever, but that's how it goes in school. So it's not just, the social or seeing other people. it's also at a young age we get to develop relationships with our friends. Then later on, boyfriend or girlfriend. But it's just so important. And the children have had no say, of course, in any of this. And may not understand what's gone on and don't understand why they're not seeing their cousins and whatnot. But I just truly hope that this is behind us. And one of the things I'm sure concerned about is what's next. I know our prime minister's bought 100 million doses of a booster vaccine. And they're going to be promoting us to get vaccinated regularly in Canada here. And I just wonder, there's been serious viruses before and there's serious illnesses every day. There's going to be 9.5 million people in the world again this year, friends, die of cancer. It's just about as steady as clockwork, as steady as rain. 9.5 million a year. Well, there are other things going on and there are medical conditions and situations that take more people routinely every year than does COVID. So it does concern me. I had one fellow say to me, maybe you business people just have to get used to operating 8 months a year. Well, it's not just the business people, it's the people that work at the businesses, it's their suppliers, it's everybody. We're all affected. It's like our bodies, everything connects. We're all connected. I talked to an old college chum this morning from Miami. He lives in Ohio now, and he's in the furniture business, and he was saying that, the United States gets so much wood from Canada to build the structures of sofas and so forth and their furniture. And so this whole border business has been trying for a lot of people. And the Canadian border, as of a week ago, is open to Americans now that are fully vaccinated. And boy, did the Americans pour into here. Now, this is it's a bit of a vacation area in the summertime, of course, right on Lake Erie, Sandy Beach. But my goodness, many, many thousands of Americans. There was a 2.5-hour wait at one point at one of the border crossings to come into Canada. So far, the U.S. border is closed to outsiders, Canadians included. I don't know what's going on the southern border, but that was a little weird I don't think they've gone away yet, but the numbers and thousands of people that were showing up at the Mexican-U.S. border and that was one heck of a situation to deal with. I don't think we were prepared for that, but it was kind of weird that people are coming into the country through the southern border and we couldn't get in ourselves, still can't, to the U.S. And Canada and the United States have the longest standing best neighbor relationship in world history. It is changing somewhat in both countries, but with the shift in this liberalism and the things that are going on these days, cancel culture and all kinds of other things I never really expected to be. But there's never been two closer nations or nation citizens than Canadians and Americans. So it's... we're cut off from you guys, have been cut off from you guys for whatever it is, a year and a half now. There's a lot of people I know don't cross the border or don't do it often, but there sure is a lot that do. So many people have second homes or cottages in the other country. They've all not been able to come to their cottages, see any damage or... Mind you, I had to keep paying the taxes and the electrical bill and whatnot, Yeah, it's pretty much been an open border. Geez, when I was young, it was a slight formality to cross the border. There was a point where we didn't show ID when I was young. Asked you where you were going, when are you going back, and away you go. Unless you look like trouble, they'd ask you more questions. But as kids, teens, and we crossed the border, went to Buffalo a lot. They had earlier drinking age, younger drinking age, and the clubs stayed open longer. So Buffalo and Niagara Falls, New York, were very popular for people from, you know, Hamilton and Niagara region and southern Ontario here where I live. So, you know, we've been cut off from each other that way, and loved ones cut off from one another in the two countries. My wife's awful anxious to see her brothers and sister in Cleveland. And so, you know, there isn't anyone that this hasn't touched. And as I started to say a few minutes ago, we've got to try and keep our feet flat on the ground, no matter what we see and maybe perceive as madness, some of it. It doesn't help us to get knocked off our stand and, you know, and suffer as badly by it and mentally. I mean, I do hope the sun does keep coming up. So there was a great show that you may be interested in, especially anyone in the farming community or the health or agriculture. I watched it last night on Netflix called Kiss the Ground. And Woody Harrelson was the, and it's all about soil and how they claim, and I see the point, how our soil could be the solution to global warming. Very interesting. Kiss the Ground. It's on Netflix. I suggest you take a look at it. Just very well done. And on further health, folks, you can get the Iron Earth from the Power Mall. So if you've got a veggie garden or flowers or indoor plants or an herb garden, you'll want to try this Iron Earth. I was thinking about Iron Earth as I was watching that program last night, Kiss the Ground. And, we've got to amend and rejuvenate our soil. We have to regenerate plant growth. Anyway, I don't want to spoil the show for you, but it was very well done, very informative. I was very interested, and I was encouraged, honestly, to know what a huge difference could be made. So they finished the show by saying only 5% of U.S. farmers and ranchers were managing the soil in the terms they're talking about, without chemicals and without tilling. It was just very interesting. It's worth a watch, folks, and maybe it'll, you know, it might have you do something different. But you can buy the Iron Earth at the Power Mall. Fabulous, 100% natural. It was right out of the ground, and I have sure been enjoying the veggies this summer out of our Iron Earth garden at one of the yards. So great product, no chemicals. It's all about what's in the soil, puts the minerals back into the soil, the humates, and stuff grows. Just wonderful. The taste, the texture, the size, the bounty. It's been wonderful. The Strauss products, you know, that I normally talk about are just great cleansing products. And what they really do is help our bodies do what they're supposed to do. We're not meant to have a toxified liver. We're not meant to have infection in our kidneys or urinary tract infections or clogged arteries or high blood pressure or diabetes. Of course, a lifestyle and fast food and packaged foods and sugar and salt and everything, it all helps contribute to our unwellness, you know, smoking, drinking, all kinds of things. We're surrounded by chemicals, as I said earlier. We're surrounded by man-made foods. And the Strauss used to caution they lack the enzymes that we need, the building blocks of life. But these other formulas, the bladder, just a great formula, satisfaction guaranteed, safe, 100% natural. Just great results I have seen with that formula. The kidney blood pressure formula, again, just a great formula. Urinary tract infections or kidney infections or high blood pressure. It's called the kidney blood pressure formula because just over half of high blood pressure cases are caused by the kidneys. The other almost half is the heart. It's one or the other. So if you had high blood pressure, your doctor won't know which likely. And if you don't care, you just want to do something about it, I'd recommend the Strauss Heart Drops and the Strauss Kidney Blood Pressure. And if you don't get what you want out of those products, then go and get your money back. Your satisfaction's guaranteed. Strauss wouldn't do that. They've always insisted on that. They wouldn't do it, folks, if it didn't work. 42 years, no complaints of harm. You know, loads of great stories. I have them in my own family and friends. My own story changed my life. I feel better and more energetic in my 68th year than I did in my 38th year. And that's something. I haven't had an aspirin or a pill of any kind now in, I believe it's 25 years. I use a lot of natural products and supplements. I recommend Power Hour has fine quality products. So, you know, I hope you are or consider the good vitamins. And then the ones I take daily are vitamin C. I take a B compound. I take D3 for sure. I take full spectrum minerals. I find I get cramps in my legs and feet if I don't. Same as my mom. So her and I have been taking those for many years. And drink enough water, folks. Got to have enough water. Don't make your body work for the water by only drinking coffee and soda pop and whatnot. The more water, the better. It's been my pleasure to be with you today, as always. And very much enjoyed it. Hopefully next time we'll have more folks call and we'll get into some good discussion. God bless. Have a great day.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.